Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The information sources say Amazon is in talks to acquire MGM, with Variety reporting the deal could be worth up to $9 billion. Variety sources said back in December that MGM was looking for a buyer, and Senior VP of Amazon Studios Mike Hopkins is reportedly negotiating directly with MGM Board Chairman Kevin Ulrich on the deal. The smart home company Eufy confirmed that a software bug in a server update resulting in some users being shown live and recorded camera feeds of unassociated accounts, although the company maintains this impacted 0.001% of users. The company recommends users unplug and reconnect the camera, then log out and log back into your account to ensure no one else has access. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple will release a redesigned MacBook Pro as early as this summer in 14 and 16-inch models, featuring an Apple Silicon SoC with 8 high-performance cores and 2 efficiency cores, and either 16 or 32 graphics core variations with support for up to 64 gigabytes of memory. Apple is also reportedly working on a new Mac Mini that will feature the same chip, and a Mac Pro desktop set for 2022 with a choice of 20 or 40 computing core variations with up to 128 graphics cores. DoorDash shared 15 job postings for management, strategy, and recruitment positions in Berlin, indicating plans to launch in Germany. This would be the delivery service's first entry into the European market, although it's not clear when it plans to launch service in Germany. Germany's Federal Cartel Office, or FCO, opened a proceeding against Amazon to determine if the company is of paramount significance for competition across markets. If determined to be so, a recent amendment to the German Competition Act gives the FCO power to proactively prohibit companies from anti-competitive practices like self-preferencing or bundling services to penetrate into new markets. The California Department of Motor Vehicles confirmed it's reviewing whether Tesla misleads consumers by advertising its full self-driving capability option. If found to have misled consumers, the DMV could suspend its autonomous vehicle deployment permits, as well as manufacturer and dealer licenses. Pinterest launched Idea Pins, which let creators record and edit videos with up to 20 pages of content, and includes tools like voiceover, background music, transitions, and interactive elements. This builds off of the Pinterest beta of Story Pins that launched in September 2020, providing a broader set of tools for this non-ephemeral content. Idea Pins can be exported for sharing elsewhere, including a Pinterest watermark and a profile name. Foxconn and the car maker Stellantis signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding to form MobileDrive, a joint venture to supply in-car and connected car technologies. MobileDrive will supply infotainment, telematics, and cloud services software and hardware to Stellantis and other interested automakers. Facebook will launch the Live Shopping Fridays event series starting May 22nd and running through mid-July, which will feature weekly live streams from beauty, skincare, and fashion brands. Viewers can comment and ask questions during the stream, with products able to be added to a cart and purchased without leaving the video. Intel announced the Optane Memory H20 with solid-state storage, which combines 32 gigabytes of Optane non-volatile memory with 512 gigabytes or 1 terabyte of QLC NAND flash storage in a single M2 form factor. These drives will only be available to OEMs at launch for use in laptops, all-in-ones, and mini PCs starting June 20th. The latest V29 software update for Oculus Quest and Quest 2 headsets adds a live overlay casting feature, letting users capture a view of themselves playing VR on an iOS device superimposed over what is being displayed on the headset. The update also adds a files app for managing uploading and downloading media files to websites, as well as adding multi-user support and game sharing to the original Quest headset, previously only available on the Quest 2. Logitech launched a $1,200 whiteboard camera called Scribe, which uses AI-enhanced software to make a presenter transparent so viewers of remote presentations can just see the whiteboard. Scribe currently only supports Zoom Rooms, but support for Microsoft Teams will arrive later in 2021. An update to Google Photos will now offer additional search filters when searching for specific people. When searching for a particular face, Search in Photos will now show filters for media types like videos, selfies, and screenshots, and let users add in additional people to an existing search. And finally, Facebook's VP of Reality Labs Partnerships, Hugo Barra, announced he's leaving the company. Barra joined Facebook's Oculus VR team in 2017, previously serving as a VP at Xiaomi and as Google's Vice President of Android Product Management. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.